Good evening, friends. Last Saturday, the House of Representatives, in some 40 minutes, enacted anti-labor legislation more drastic than anything ever before on America's statute books. Republicans and Democrats alike voted for this bill. Your Congressman, William Pettinger, voted for it. There were those who did not agree with the President. Republicans and Democrats alike disagreed with him. This morning, you read in the papers statements by Harold Stassen, Senator Pepper, and others, terming the proposal totalitarian and un-American. Obviously, there is lack of agreement and much confusion in the land. A state of hysteria was whipped up during the past weeks by the press of the nation. So let us try to shed some light on this whole matter, lest in our wish to promote security and keep wheels turning, we shall have done the wrong thing, the dangerous, the useless thing. Industry is thus subsidized by the United States Treasury against reconversion or strike losses. But this federal backing is not extended to give similar protection to the working man or woman to protect them from wage decreases due to reconversion. In short, if the average worker were in the same position that U.S. industry is in today, if he were padded for the shock of reconversion proportionate to industry, the average worker would have the following. First, government bonds and cash put away in the bank to the tune of $17,200. Second, he would have a tax refund coming to him amounting to $1,200. Moreover, this government insurance guaranteeing him from wage losses due to reconversion would reimburse him for any job or wage loss up to $9,600. Altogether, the average worker would have a financial cushion of around $18,000 if he were in the same position as industry is in today.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Last Saturday, the House of Representatives, in some 40 minutes, enacted anti-labor legislation more drastic than anything ever before on America's statute books. Republicans and Democrats alike voted for this bill. Your Congressman, William Pittenger, voted for it. But even then, there were those who did not agree with the President. Republicans and Democrats alike disagreed with him. This morning, you read in the paper statements by Harold Stassen, Senator Pepper, and others terming the proposal totalitarian and un-American. Obviously, there is lack of agreement and much confusion in the land. A state of hysteria was whipped up during the past weeks by the press of the nation. So let us try to shed some light on this whole matter, lest in our desire to promote security and keep the wheels turning, we shall have done the wrong, the dangerous, and the useless thing.
But even then, there were those who did not agree with the President. Republicans and Democrats alike disagreed with him. This morning, you read in the paper statements by Harold Stassen, Senator Pepper, and others, terming the proposal totalitarian and un-American. Never, I imagine, did more of us miss the sure hand and the matchless guidance of Roosevelt than we do today. But we have the heritage of his program, a program which we have now before Congress. OPA, 65-cent minimum wage, FEPC, Social Security, health and medical insurance, full employment, and the rest of the program. This program is the real anti-strike legislation. We do not need to draft workers into the army to bring about full production. We do not need to make a man liable to $5,000 fine and a year in jail or both to create industrial peace. We do not need to return to the courts the power to break strikes with injunctions and to imprison strikers without trial jury in order to create the good life and reward our heroes of the production front. We do not need to take away the seniority rights of workers with years of loyal service to get on in reconversion. We do not need this kind of legislation, and I agree with Senator Pepper, who said, I quote, "I am sure that those who have offered it will regret their sponsorship of it." This is the first part of the talk I gave in Grand Rapids for their Memorial Day program last Thursday, May 30th, 1946. We stand here today in honor and in memory of brave men of this war and other wars who died to make and to keep our country free. They have written many pages of history, pages which will stand forever as a record of their days. Days of anger, mud, weary, blind disparity has given to the contributions of the past. We end today's World War. Pearl Harbor, Guadalcanal, New Guinea, Tarawa, Youth Corals, and Hill 609, Eleanor, Omaha Beach, for Eternal Jack, who said, most of us, yet those comrades now tonight, well known to all of us, teacher, teacher, subject, and clerk, black and white, his best, in the bitter dust, each of us, gave his best, will this generation open up earth.